11.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, the Raptors right now slowly coming back into the game. They were down 4 runs at the end of the second, but now it's just a 1-run game. It's 5-4 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still plenty of time to go as the night sky begins to set upon us. Still bright outside, but the lights for sure coming into effect here at Moonlight Graham Field in Mequon, Wisconsin. First pitch is a high bouncer over to third base. Skinner's got it. He'll throw over to first in time for out number one. 5-3 on the putout as Brody Rasmussen is finally dealt with. It feels like it's been ages since the last time that the Raptors have retired him. They only did it one time in the game yesterday, and that's the first time today as he had had 2 doubles up to that point. A huge out to get him retired. One away in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jack Obrasky on the mound. And, well, he had a pretty good third inning, able to avoid any runs being scored, but in large part thanks to a pickoff move that he had back at second base, as that one misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Drew Reynolds at the plate, left-handed batter. 1-0 count. Upstairs for ball number two. Reynolds actually doesn't have an official AB. It just looks like that. And well, that's because one of the ground outs was an RBI. This is outside for ball number three. He also drew a walk back in the first. So an RBI and a walk for Reynolds. He's got a 3-0 count now, and he'll take a second walk of the game as he advances to first base on 4 pitches. So the Chinooks have a 1-out base runner aboard yet again. Hoping to start a 1-out rally. They almost did that in the third, where Dylan Sales had the 1-out single, and then Cleveno was able to reach on an error. But then it was a pickoff back at second before the walk from Esteban Garcia. That got the second out of the inning. First pitch here is a check swing, and they'll call it a swing for strike number one. Nate Gray at the plate, right-handed batter with a runner on first base and one away. Gray is 0-for-1 on the game. Took a walk in the second inning. Grounded into a double play his first time up. Could have an inning-ending double play situation here. There's an opportunity for it as that one misses well outside. Ball number one, 1-1 count. Adrian had to dive over for that. Over at first base for the Raptors, Jack Guerrero holding the runner on, and the 1-1 count is a little low for ball number two, a 2-1 count to Gray. And Jack Obrasky, you know, I'm a little surprised he's not wearing sunglasses right now, despite it being dark outside. I feel like every time that I see him off the field, he's wearing those sunglasses. He loves them. Swing and a miss from Nate Gray for strike number two. It's a 2-2 count. And I jokingly asked him one time, "You ever not wear those?" Shook his head, said no. Well, caught you red-handed here, Jack. Runner on first base with one away in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the 2-2 count is tried to be framed by Nick Adrian, but not able to get the call. It's a little outside for ball number three, and Adrian trying his best to get a couple of frames. He hasn't been able to do it really so far. I mean, nothing bad happened. The 3-2 count. This time it's called strike number three, and that's out number two of the fourth inning. Obrasky still looking good out there. He's up to 30 pitches on the game, and heck, there's a chance he'll come back out here for another frame if it ends up being a shutout fourth inning for him. He's been good at limiting those, but you look at his usage recently as the first pitch here to Tyler Preece is low for ball number one, and Obrasky, he threw 50 pitches back on the second game of the season against Green Bay, and he threw 40 pitches a couple days ago as this one's towered out into center field. But Clayton is there, and he'll stop and make the catch. That's out number three. So, relatively uneventful bottom of the fourth inning. And the Rafters keep it a one-run game. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on, and it's 5-4 as we hit the fifth inning of action here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher coming in for the Lakeshore Chinooks. It's Nate Simney. Simney is a guy who's appeared in four games. This makes game number five, so he has gotten plenty of opportunities, although just four innings. He's gone about an inning per game and allowed a total of two runs on the season. He's a right-handed pitcher who joins the Chinooks from the University of Wisconsin Parkside. Sophomore there from Shorewood, Illinois. 6 foot, 190 pounds, and hoping to have a big game here as he comes in to start off the fifth inning. Ashton Zacher to lead the Rafters off. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Zacher, he's off to a hot start. This one's hit up the middle. Takes a weird hop in the middle of the dirt, and it's into the outfield. So a leadoff single for Ashton Zacher, and he's now 2-for-2 on the game with a walk. Third time on base for the Rafters' first baseman today. And that's a big one.
Now batting for the Rafters, first baseman Jack Guerrero.
Ashton Zacher over on first base. It brings up Jack Guerrero, left-handed batter. He holds back on the first pitch high for ball number one. So a 1-0 count. Guerrero, the designated hitter tonight. A couple of guys getting off days. Noah Ruiz, one of them. Drew Thompson, another. Pat Costin also, as that pitch is in there for strike number one, a 1-1 count. Guerrero, 0-for-0 on the game. No official AB. Has a sac fly RBI from the first and also drew a walk his last time up in the third inning. This one, a grounder over the first base line and picked up over there by one of the guys that I just mentioned, Noah Ruiz. He's the first base coach today. Now, he was feeling pretty good after his last couple of games and gets to rest a little bit after doing so. Here's a high bouncer over to the first base side. Nobody to cover first base, though, and so both runners will advance. It's probably going to be an infield hit for Jack Guerrero, and it is, as he advances Ashton Zacher over to second base. That's back-to-back hits to lead off this fifth inning, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a chance to send one of them home. It's a one-run game in the top of the fifth inning. Rafters dropped the game yesterday against the Chinooks, a chance for revenge here on the road, trying to claim their first road win of the season as A bunt is shown by Kobayashi, but he pulls back for ball number one. Kobayashi, a great bunter, maybe one of the better ones that you'll see. He comes from Japan, where it's always a lot more of a focus than in America. Here's a bunt down the third baseline. They'll throw it over to third and get the force out for the first out of the inning. So it's a simple fielder's choice as it was picked up and goes in the books 5-6. You don't see that all too often. Picked up by the third baseman and thrown over to the shortstop, but that's the way that it works out, and Kobayashi continues to struggle here as he's now 0 for his last 8 against the Chinooks. Guerrero did move over to second base, though, on it. Brings up Chris Diaz, who hops one foul and out of play. 0-1 count. Diaz 0 for 1 in the game. He was hit by a pitch in the second. One out, runners on first and second. Rafters down one in the top of the fifth inning. Looking back to second base, Siemne. Now he fires, and it's outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Siemne, for those of you who were trying to keep track with all the numbers I gave you, has a 4.5 ERA, so right in the middle, not too bad. Although he has walked 5 in 4 innings. That down the middle for strike number 2, and Diaz was just looking at it. And when I was talking about the strike zones earlier, this is one of the things that I talked to him about, and he says he's stepping into each plate appearance with his personal strike zone on his mind, not what he should on the league. And there he gets rung up on a pitch outside for strike number 3, and that's his second strikeout looking of the game. He had struck out looking his last time up, and he'll go down there for out number 2. So runners on first and second with 2 outs as the beer batter of the game for Lakeshore steps up to the plate. That's Luke Skinner. Skinner, the beer batter tonight, as he has yet to strike out, yet to give the fans what they want. First pitch is low and outside for ball number 1. Skinner, though, is 0 for 2. Both of his caught in the infield. That first one, though, was a lot more of a strong hit. It was a liner straight to second base. That was his first plate appearance, as that pitch misses outside, and it's 2-0. His last time up, though, Skinner popped up to third base, well into foul territory. That made him 0 for 2. Trying to come up clutch here. He does have a 3-run homer on the season, but he's really just looking to advance these guys as 3-0 count. Was joking a little bit earlier about the game in Green Bay where that wall in right field is about 250 feet. Maybe a little bit further when you add in the height of the wall. 3-0 is outside for ball number 4, and Luke Skinner takes his walk on over to first, and the bases are loaded for the Rafters. As Kobayashi goes from first to second, Guerrero goes from second to third, and Nick Adrian up at the plate with a key chance for the Rafters catcher. Trying to come up clutch here. Opportunity to do so. Top of the fifth inning. Down one. This pitch is inside and nearly got away from Clevenot, but he's able to keep it in front of him for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. Adrian took a 4-pitch walk his last time up today. And after the 1-0 count, looks like there's going to be a mound visit. So, no coach out there, though. It's just the entire infield coming in to talk with Siemne. Well, Adrian, still searching for that first hit as a Rafter. He's also searching for his first RBI as a Rafter. And he did take the walk earlier in the fourth. Came around to score. That was the second run of the season. And he's been able to get on base. He's going to try and do so again. 1-0 the count with two outs. Another pitch that misses inside. It's 2-0. A walk would tie the game up. A hit to the outfield would likely make it a Rafters lead. Kobayashi at second. He's a speedster on the pads, and this one missing inside. It's a 3-0 count. Kobayashi leads the team in steals. Well, at least he's tied for the lead now, as Mason Onati had stolen three bases in this game alone to bring his total up to four. But Nick Adrian, a 3-0 count, might not need to, but he'll take that pitch for strike number one, so a 3-1 count. Adrian hoping to pick up an RBI any way possible with two outs. That just means getting on base anyway. Bases loaded. Two away, Rafters down one. The 3-1 is a high bouncer down the third baseline, but they're going to say it bounced off of Adrian. He was booking it for first, just in case it wasn't called, because the lesson that we learned earlier in the season is to always run whenever you think a foul ball bounced off your foot. Brent Gallegos earlier in the year thought that it had bounced off his foot, but ball was called fair, and he was thrown out at first as he just stood there in the batter's box. So since that point, these batters are kind of all running towards first base, and you saw it right there with Nick Adrian. 3-2 count, though, with two away. Bases loaded. Key spot for the Rafters. All runners taking off, but the pitch is low, and the Rafters have tied it up at five. So Nick Adrian picks up the RBI on the walk as Luke Skinner goes from first to second. Hiroto Kobayashi goes from second to third. And Jack Guerrero comes around to score. 5-5 in the top of the fifth. Lots of fives up here. We'll get to see five on the mound. Jack Obrasky back in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch here, though, to number six, J.J. Garcia, is inside for ball number one. Garcia, 1-for-2 on the game. He singled in the fourth. Came around to score as well. Opportunity for an RBI. That pitch called at the knees for strike number one. 1-1 the count. On second base now, Luke Skinner. Wouldn't call him a speedster, but he's certainly not slow, as here's one hit to the right side of the infield. It's a high bouncer over to second, picked up 4-3, and that will end this inning. But the Rafters are able to tie it up. They score one run on two hits. There were no errors that frame, though, and there were three left on base. It's 5-5 as we hit the bottom of the fifth. We'll come back with more here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, I regret to inform you that I lied to you last inning. I said that we would get to see number five back on the mound, but Jack Obrasky has been pulled from the game The bright side, though, is that we get a new pitcher. Get to introduce a new guy to you, although this guy has been on the mound a couple times this season. You might know him. It's Ashton Poole. He's getting to work here and hoping to lock it down as he will look for his first scoreless outing of the season. Has a chance to do so. Poole on the rubber. He's looked pretty good, and I was just talking to some of the other guys here in the press box and saying, man, this guy, he passes the eye test. He's hitting the strike zone, but he just hasn't been getting the outs that he deserves. Couple of plays that haven't gone his way over on the infield as well. He's got a few unearned runs on the record, and, well, maybe playing a little bit of games to his mental state. But, I mean, he's still a good pitcher, and it looks like he's finding his zone out there, and we're just waiting to see that stuff all come together. Has an opportunity to do so against Lakeshore. First batter, a righty-righty matchup. And it's a swing and a miss for strike number one to Owen DeShazo. DeShazo exploded yesterday for the 2-for-3 game, and including the double and the home run. But this game, he's 0-for-1 with a walk so far. The breaking ball from Poole misses a little low for ball number one. It's a 1-and-1 count. Poole entering today. He hoping to bring down that ERA as this one is fouled high, but back and lands in fair territory, but not able to be caught. It's a 1-2 count. Poole, his ERA up at 12.3. But a real chance to kind of lower that here. He's gone 3 2/3 innings across two games. He's been a good innings eater. But here in a tie game, they're hoping that he can be more than that. Misses this pitch inside. It's a 2-2 count. Like I said, he really showed that off. He's allowed 9 runs on the season. Only 5 of them were earned. And a couple of those innings really feel like he should have gotten out of it. 2-2 count. Breaking ball misses outside. It's 3-2. Poole, a right-handed pitcher. He comes to the rafters as a native of Woodbury, Minnesota, where he played high school ball, at least his senior year, with Luke Skinner, who's over at third. This pitch outside for ball number 4, so Poole walks the first batter that he sees. That's DeShazo, and DeShazo on base for the second time today, but maybe one of the more damaging batters coming up, Dylan Sales, who's been pretty nasty today. Sales 2-for-2 on the game with a double and 2 RBIs. He also has a single. His last time up, he got that single, advanced over to second before he was picked off by Jack Obraski. But that first time up was the 2 RBI double. Runner on first base with nobody out. The first pitch here is a talking to as the home plate umpire kind of steps aside and motions towards Poole about something. It's a 1-0 count. The runner on first to DeShazo. You got to watch for him to take off, and he does. This one's hit towards left field, and because of the runner kind of coming towards second, it moves the shortstop out of the way and allows it to reach into the outfield. So a hit and run there as Dylan Sales picks up the opposite field single. DeShazo over to third base. And it brings up Jack Cleveno with runners on the corners. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. The game tied 5-5. A key spot for Ashton Poole to get out of it. Poole comes from Iowa Central College, where he played this last season, but only pitched a limited amount. Had 3 appearances on the season. Allowed just 1 hit. As this pitch is on the lower part, no, it's a little low for ball number 1. Jack Cleveno is 0-for-1 in the game. He reached on an error in the third inning. Also was hit by a pitch in the first. Dylan Sales on first base. Watch for him to take off. Well, maybe he won't need to. This one's skied into center field. Clayton is under it, though. He's going to have to make a long throw, but instead, he'll just hit the cutoff man at shortstop, and Garcia picks it up, flips it over to second. With the run coming home to score, it's a sacrifice fly for Cleveno. And it's 6-5 Chinooks in the fifth. The RBI for Cleveno, that's his first of the game. And DeShazzo scoring for the second time today. Dylan Sales does stay on first, though, for now. But again, you got to watch for these guys to steal those bases. Nick Adrian behind the plate, hoping that he's ready. Brings up the lefty, Esteban Garcia. Pitch from Poole, and the runner taking off from first and then retreating about a third of the way up the line. It's a 1-0 count to Garcia. Garcia 0-for-1 on the game. He drew a walk his last time up back in the third inning. But the first time, he grounded out over to shortstop. Could have turned two had there been less outs. 1-0 count is away for ball number two. Didn't miss by much, but a good take at the plate from Garcia. Will, a graduate of Eastridge High School in Minnesota. Just a couple hours from Wisconsin Rapids, a little further from here as that pitch is inside for ball number three. It's a 3-0 count. Milwaukee here, right on the edge of Lake Michigan. Milwaukee being the bigger city around here. A lot of people in Wisconsin might know Mequon. But for those tuning in from out of town, as this one misses low for ball number four, it's a four-pitch walk to Esteban Garcia. And he'll take first base, move Dylan Sales over on to second. And with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning, Ziggy is going to go out and talk with Ashton Poole. Make sure that he's feeling all right as Ziggy working with him out here, and I'll be interested to see when Manny Silva gets to work on to the mound for some mound visits for the first time in the season. I could see it at some point in time. I'll have to talk with Ziggy and Manny to see if that'll happen at some point. Silva's first day is today. He flew in from Georgia earlier after his team won the state championship. He was our pregame guest of the show, and he'll be working with the pitchers as an assistant coach today. Not just today, but throughout the season. Only one more coach from the staff missing. That'll be Mike Spears, who is the true pitching coach for the Rafters. He'll be coming in a little bit. We're excited to be getting him. The Rafters going to be adding a few new faces over the coming week. Might see a couple tomorrow. Runner on first and second. 1-0 count to David Hogg. One out in the bottom of the fifth, and it's called strike number one to Hogg. Hogg 1-for-2 on the game today. His last time up, he struck out looking in the third. Prior to that, he drew a walk in the second, singled in the first. He also scored both of those times on base. 1-1 is inside and moves the count to 2-1. Well, the Rafters hoping to get their third win of the season. They currently sit at 2-5. The Chinooks are 1-6. The Rafters lose, then that means that the Chinooks move into a tie for fifth place in the Great Lakes West, as this one is a foul grounder towards the Rafters dugout, moves it to a 2-2 count. So a big game at that for the Rafters. Go back to the season, and they've lost back-to-back games twice already before winning their one after that to snap the streak. They're hoping not to lose two straight for the third time this season. 2-2 count. This one's hit over to shortstop. Garcia's there. He's going to look to 2-6-4 back to 3, and he is safe. So no double play, but one out is recorded. The runner going from first to second, Esteban Garcia, is out on the play, so a fielder's choice. And it brings up Brody Rasmussen with a runner on first and a runner on third. Huge opportunity yet again. The runner on first is Hogg. Watch for him to take off. He's kind of showing that, and he's going to take off immediately. The pitch is inside. The throw down to second was picked up pretty quickly, and it was a little low from Nick Adrian. I think it was more focused on not getting away so that they could potentially throw home. It's a stolen base from David Hogg as he advances on to second. So runners on second and third. Two outs. Rasmussen, the right-handed hitter at the plate. 1-0 is popped foul and straight back. It's a 1-1 count. Hogg, a quick runner, so if a ball is hit in the outfield, he's probably scoring. The Rafters, they have their infielders pushed way back. The middle infield is right on that cusp of the outfield grass, actually, over at second base. Onati is in the grass. He's a couple feet back as the 1-1 is a swing and a miss from Rasmussen. Makes it a 1-2 count. Rasmussen, 2-for-3 in the game. He's got two doubles. He also ended up ripping that two-run walk-off homer yesterday. Just a thorn in the side of the Rafters so far, but his last time up, he was a ground-out victim, 5-3. And a 1-2 swing and a miss is strike number three. He goes down on strikes. That's out number three in the inning. And while the Chinooks do take the lead, they only score the one run on one hit. There are no errors, and there are two runners left on base. It's 6-5 Chinooks as we hit the sixth inning of action here from Maquon, Wisconsin. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning. It's still a one-run game and another nail-biter here between the Rafters and their opponent. This time it's the Chinooks. It's the second game of a two-game series. And leading off the inning, it's the leadoff man yet again, Mason Onati. This is his fourth plate appearance of the game, and the first two, he was the leadoff batter of the inning. This first pitch is outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Onati, he's 1-for-1 in the game. He's got a single, a walk, two runs scored, an RBI, three stolen bases. As that pitch is low for ball number two, a 2-0 count. On deck, Royce Clayton Jr. with Ashton Zacher behind him. That's due up this frame. Rafters down 6-5 on the scoreboard. It's a swing and a miss from Onati. to bring it to a 2-1 count. And then after Clayton, I mentioned Ashton Zacher. He has been hot today. He's 2-for-2 with two singles and a walk. This pitch a little inside, and Jack Clevenot trying to frame it but can't get the call, so it runs to 3-1 for Onati. Onati playing second base today, and of course he was pretty dominant for the Rafters last season. Had about an 840 OPS, as that's in there for strike number two, a 3-2 count. Had a chance to talk to him yesterday for the pregame, as you might have heard. Had some good stuff to say, especially about the way that he works counts once it gets to 3-2 and two strikes, and fouls that one back. And one of the questions I asked him was, when you get to two strikes and you get up to later in those pitch counts as well, you know, who do you feel has the advantage? Do you feel like you're getting the advantage of the deeper these counts go? And he said, oh yeah, every time. 3-2 is hit up the middle. That one's over to shortstop. Six, it's not picked up cleanly. Trying to pick it up barehand. He throws to first, not in time. And Onati is over to first base. Single to lead off the sixth inning. And Onati is now 2-for-2 with a walk. He's looking to score for the third time today. He scored two of the Rafters' five runs so far. Hoping to make it 3-of-6, and, well, maybe lower that percentage as well as other guys hopefully come around to score. But Royce Clayton Jr. up at the plate right now, and he is on ice cold. Real chance to turn it around. 0-for-3 today, and he hits a high grounder over to third base, more towards shortstop, and the speedster trying to race it out at first. Can't quite do it, but he does advance the runner. Onati goes over to second base, and it's 5-3 on the putout for out number one. Onati into scoring position. The Rafters get a couple of chances to send him home as it brings up Ashton Zacher. Zacher, I mentioned it earlier, he's been hot today. He's reached base all three times he's stepped into the batter's box. He singled last time in the fifth inning. The time before that, he singled in the third. He also drew a walk in the first inning as this one gets away on the ball well outside, and it's a sliding taken base from Mason Onati, who advances on the wild pitch. Officially, it goes in as a passed ball, so not a wild pitch. A passed ball there is. Onati swipes on over to third base, and a sacrifice now could tie the game. And that's a big mistake from Clevenot behind the plate, and the Chinooks leading the Northwoods League in passed balls, and you see that come into play right there. They've also really struggled with the errors, and that was put into full effect yesterday when they committed 7. So defensively, Lakeshore struggling, but they've made up for it in a couple of other facets of the game. 1-0 count with one away. Runner on third base to the left-handed hitting Zacher. Lefty-righty matchup as this pitch is below the zone for ball number two. 2-0. I think you're probably okay with walking Zacher at this point, the way that he's been going. He still doesn't have an RBI, though. Nate Ciemne still working on the mound. This is his second inning of work as that pitch is a little low and away. It's a 3-0 count. Ciemne came in the fifth inning to relieve Bobby Parabzak. Parabzak, 4 runs over 4 innings. Ciemne, he allowed the game tying run as this one's over into right field. That gets on through for a single. So one run will come around to score, and this game is tied 6-6 on the RBI hit from Ashton Zacher. That's Zacher's third hit of the game, and a big one, a clutch hit at that. Gets on over to first base, and man, that guy is absolutely rolling right now, and Zacher, he'd been feeling pretty good heading into this game as well. I mean, you look at his plate appearances, they all look very professional, all look very poised, as the first pitch here to Jack Guerrero is outside for Ball number one, a 1-0 count. Guerrero, he's 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the fifth inning. That was his last time up. Came around to score then as well, as the 0-1 is dropping in there for strike number two. O-2 count with one away, runner on first base for Guerrero. Time called here. Looks like it is actually a 1-1 count. That's what I had in my scorebook, and the umpire just motioned for that. The scoreboard says 0-2. Runner on first base, and the 1-1 is fouled back to make it a 1-2 count. So 1-2 for Jack Guerrero. Ashton Zacher over on first base with one out. It's a tie ball game here in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch, this one's a breaking ball, hit over to the right side of the infield, picked up by 4-4-6, back onto first, not in time. So one out is recorded. The lead runner, Zacher, is out on the base paths, but Jack Guerrero safe over at first base. So it goes in the books as a fielder's choice. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a chance to get on base here, and sits at 0-for-3 in the game. He was 0-for-5 yesterday after starting the season, reaching base multiple times in the first six games. This pitch high for ball number one, so something about Lakeshore hasn't allowed him to look the same way. I mean, his plate appearances have looked a lot different here in Lakeshore, and can't pinpoint quite what it is. Breaking ball drops in there for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count, but Kobayashi looked like maybe one of the best batters in the league the first six games, and his plate discipline, his vision looked so good up there, and he was getting hits and getting on base. Last two, though, have looked very different. This one missing away. It's a 2-1 count. Kobayashi 0-for-3 this game. He struck out in the third, but he did get on base in the fifth on the fielder's choice. Worked his way over to third base, but that's where he was left at the end of the inning. 2-1 count, holds back on a swing, and this misses inside for ball number three. A 3-1 count. Till the top of the sixth inning, the Rafters were down 5-1 on the scoreboard earlier in the game. They've come all the way back to tie it. As here's a pop-up from Kobayashi, back trailing the catcher, who will make the play. Cleveno in his glove. That's out number three. And Kobayashi can't break out of the spell. There's three outs here in the top of the sixth. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, one run on two hits. There are no errors, and there was one left on base. The Rafters knotted up. Can they keep it tied? When we come back here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth coming up here on WFHR, and the Rafters just knotted it up in the top of the sixth inning. It's been a back-and-forth game. The Rafters took the lead early back in the top of the first. They led 1-0. Bottom of the first comes around, and four runs were put up by Lakeshore, so they took a 4-1 lead. And then the Rafters go scoreless in the top of the second. Bottom of the second, Lakeshore adds another, so it's 5-1. Then the Rafters start their comeback. They score one in the third and two in the fourth to make it a 4-5 game. They knot it up 5-5 in the top of the fifth, but then another run from Lakeshore in the bottom of the inning makes it a 6-5 lead for the Chinooks. And then the Rafters just tied it right back up in the top of the sixth thanks to the RBI single from Ashton Zacher. First pitch here to Drew Reynolds is going to miss for ball number one. The second pitch is ripped foul down the right field line, and the count runs back even 1-1. Reynolds, this is his fourth plate appearance of the game. He's currently 0-0 still. No official AB. Despite a ground out, it was... Well, actually, no, it is 0-1. He's treating that like a sacrifice fly. He did ground out back in the second, so that does count as an at-bat, despite picking up the RBI on it. It wasn't a sacrifice. It was just a normal... three unassisted ground out as this one is fouled back to make it 2-2. So he is 0-1 on the game with an RBI and two walks. His last time up, though, was one of those walks. It was on four pitches. Here he's already seen four pitches and hasn't gotten on base yet, so that's something. Drew Reynolds followed by Nate Gray, and Tyler Priest is in the hole. That's who's due up for the Chinooks. Here in Mequon, Wisconsin, the night sky surely upon us now. Not much light left there as this pitch misses for ball number three, 3-2. You wouldn't be able to see much if the lights weren't on out here. I'll tell you that much. It would be kind of a twilight. You can see the silhouette of the trees in the distance as this one's up the middle. Past Poole's glove over to second. Here's a crossbody throw, and what a play from second to first. Onati over to Guerrero for out number one.
First baseman, Nate Gray.
Brings up Nate Gray after the 1-4-3 put out officially because it was off the glove of Ashton Poole. Poole still looking for that first scoreless inning as this one's over to third base. That gets past Skinner's diving glove and into left field. A one-out single from Nate Gray, and that's his first hit of the game. Second time on base for him, and it brings up Tyler Priest. Priest, 0-2 today as the Rafters would hope to turn two in this case. They've turned two twice this game. They've been pretty good at turning double plays this season in general. Pitcher's been doing a good job of inducing ground balls. The runner thought about taking off from first. Instead, he'll go on back, and the pitch missing low. It's 1-0 to Tyler Priest. Priest, the third baseman. He was one of those ground ball double play victims. 5-4-3 back in the second inning. This time takes the 1-0 right down the middle for strike number one, 1-1. Priest drew a walk back in the first inning and came around to score on the Dylan Sales 2-RBI double. It was an impressive run from Priest. As the 1-1 is skied in the air, shallow in the infield, and it goes out of play down the first base line. So it's a 1-2 count now. Priest trying to get on base here still. He's been hitless. Get it up to DeShazo with no more than one out, but see what happens. It's a 1-2 count. Poole working ahead in it. He takes the time, and the pitch is sent high in the air towards right field. Running over to it is Diaz, and he can't make the play. He was in foul territory, and it just bounces out of his glove. And he was worried as the wall was standing in front of him. He was there in plenty of time, but took his eye off the ball the last second. And it just drops right out of his glove. That's a tough one. He had to run at it full speed, but didn't have to dive. So it's still a 1-2 count to Priest. Here's the pitch from Poole. It's fouled off, this time out of play towards the picnic tent area. Pretty nice ballpark we've got here in Aquan, Wisconsin. Moonlight Graham Field. Shared with Concordia University. You can see their lettering behind home plate as this pitch is low for ball number two, a 2-2 count. Poole just trying to finish off this batter. Tyler Priest has been fighting up there. He'll see pitch number 7 coming up now. Nate Gray over at first base. He's not got much of a leadoff and a breaking ball. He couldn't get it to break, though, and it hits Priest in the back. And Priest turns around. He looks to the fans. He claps his hands as he jogs on down to first base. And, well, if there's a pitch to wear, it's certainly a breaking ball of some sort. And it hit him square in the back, so he had time to kind of turn for it. Owen DeShazzo now up to the plate. And that was ruled an error, by the way, on Diaz in right field, as it probably should have been. That's the second error of the game for the Rafters. Runners on first and second with one away. Poole trying to keep damage to nothing despite the traffic. As that pitch misses low for ball number one. DeShazzo, 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 2 walks and 2 runs scored. His last time up, he drew one of those walks and came around on the Jack Clevenot sack fly. 1-0 count from Poole is a breaking ball that misses low. So the count now moves to 1-1. DeShazzo did tons of damage yesterday. He's looking to have that first big hit today. He had 4 RBIs in the game. Looking for a chance to turn it into some more here. Bottom of the 6th inning, tied at 6-6. It hits in the turf and picked up, though, behind the plate by Nick Adrian. A way to block it, keep it from getting away. So now, the 4th pitch of the plate appearance on the way to DeShazzo. It is in there, called strike. So runners on first and second. One away as Owen DeShazzo's at the plate. He'll take this pitch, and it is low for ball number 4. And he will walk on over to first base for the 3rd time today. DeShazzo just not swinging the bat, but doesn't need to. Able to get on base anyways, and a mound visit here as Ziggy will walk out of the dugout to talk with Ashton Poole. Bases are loaded. Key opportunity here for the Rafters to keep the game, and they really can't afford any mistakes. And so that's going to be it for Ashton Poole as he goes on over to the dugout. His night is over. The new man coming out of the bullpen. I'll get you his name when we come back here. Rafters Baseball and WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench?
By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, thanks for tuning in on a great night for baseball here in early June as we have crossed the calendar month. And so the second month of action here in the Northwoods League. Well, it's only been about a week. 1 week ago was opening day. Rafters dropping the season opener against Green Bay at home. But they've won a couple of games since then. They do sit at 2-5, though, and seems like a bit of miscommunication here as Cannon Restein had checked into the game, and he was about ready to throw the first pitch, but some kind of communication error between him and catcher Nick Adrian, the new pitch comm system, maybe something like that. I'll have to talk with Cannon after the game to see what this is all about. But either way, seems like we're ready to go. Restein, the new pitcher, by the way, he came in for Ashton Poole, and he's pitched quite a bit recently for the Rafters. This one fouled away by Dylan Sales, a huge opportunity that Restein checks into. And Restein, one of those Rafters returners from last season, and had a good time here and decided, you know what, I want to come back. Last time out, one inning pitched, one run allowed. It was earned against Lakeshore yesterday. 0-1 count to Sales. It's a lefty-righty matchup, and it's fouled back to bring it to 0-2. Sales 3-for-3 today. He's singled his last two times, and he had that 2 RBI double in the first inning. Bases loaded with one out. Tie ball game in the bottom of the sixth. Restein looking home. He brings the ball into his glove. Now he brings up that left leg and sends it home, but it's a little high and outside for ball number one. So a 1-2 count to Sales. Restein from Rogers State. He had two scoreless innings in his second appearance of the season, back in the game against Wausau on last Wednesday. This one is popped foul and out of play down the third baseline. So a 1-2 count another time. Restein, he totaled 2 2/3 innings pitched in the first week of Northwoods League play. Allowed three runs. No hits, though. Sorry, two hits. 1-2 count. This one is ripped high in the air into deep right field, but the wind pushing in, and that keeps it in the ballpark. A big catch there in right field, but one run will score and give the Chinooks a lead. Oh, man. That was scary, and thanks to a little bit of wind pushing in from right field, it kept it in the ballpark right at the warning track. Diaz was there to make the play, so one run comes around, but a sacrifice fly from Dylan Sales that on a different day might have been a grand slam. 7-6 Lakeshore in the bottom of the sixth inning. Everyone advanced bases. Owen DeShazzo goes from first to second on the sacrifice. Priest goes from second to third. And Nate Gray came home to score. So Priest on third. The first pitch is in there for strike number one to Kolevenko. 11-0. He's sitting at 0-for-1 on the game. His last time up, he hit a sacrifice fly to center field. Two outs, though, so a sacrifice wouldn't work in this situation. 0-1 count, misses outside for ball number one, a 1-1. Rafters relievers, when coming into a game with a runner on third base, they haven't really done a good job of retiring them. With the sacrifice in play, at least, as that pitch misses high for ball number two, a 2-1 count. That's going to be something that, I mean, it's always something that's tough to do when a sacrifice is in play and you're coming into the game, but Rafters pitchers in general, not coming in of relief, have been pretty good at limiting sacrifices, as this pitch misses low for ball number three, a 3-1 count. Jack Clevenot at the plate, right-handed batter, going up against the righty pitcher. Trying to keep this in and rolling. It's a one-run lead for Lakeshore in the bottom of the sixth. 3-1 count on the way, and it misses high and tight, so the bases are once again loaded for the 9-man in the batting order. It's Esteban Garcia. Garcia plays second base today. And he is...